This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, President Biden says he is righting a historic wrong, pardoning potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating an old military ban on consensual gay sex. That ban's been repealed now. The trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has begun in Russia. He was arrested on espionage charges, charges he, his employer, and the U.S. government deny. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The 32-year-old journalist appeared in the court in a glass defendant's cage with his head shaved and wearing a black and blue plaid shirt. Gershkovich was detained while on a reporting trip to the Ural Mountain city in March 2023. Russian authorities allege he was gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment. But authorities have not publicly disclosed any evidence to back up the accusations. He faces a sentence of up to 20 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
He's free and returning to his home country of Australia now. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange sentenced to time served by a judge in a U.S. court in the Northern Mariana Islands. Assange pleaded guilty to publishing U.S. military secrets. Australia's Prime Minister.
Regardless of the views that people have about Mr. Assange's activities, the case has dragged on for too long.
A new AP poll finds that most adults plan to watch or listen to some element of Thursday's presidential debate between President Biden and Donald Trump. Showers and thunderstorms from the Mississippi Valley to the Northeast today. Forecasters say there could be hail, damaging winds, and yes, flooding. Pope Francis is calling drug traffickers murderers as he marks the UN's Day Against Drug Use and Illicit Trafficking. This is AP News. George Latimer, a pro-Israel centrist, has defeated Jamal Bowman in a Democratic primary in suburban New York. The AP's Haya Penjwani reports on other primaries.
Nurse practitioner and Air National Guard officer Sherry Biggs has won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in South Carolina's 3rd District. Biggs defeated Mark Burns, a black pastor who has been by former President Donald Trump's side for nearly a decade and has unsuccessfully run for Congress twice before. And U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado has won the Republican primary in a U.S. House race that she jumped into last year after switching districts. The win comes despite a scandal over a video of her vaping and groping a date at a Denver theater and accusations of carpetbagging after fleeing what could have been a tough re-election bid in her current district. I'm Haya Penjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.